King Ahaziah of Judah was 22 years old when he began to reign in Jerusalem. He was the youngest son of Jehoram and the only one to have escaped the bands of Philistine and Arab raiders who had overrun the country. All Jehoram's older sons had either been killed or taken captive. Ahaziah was as ungodly as his father, because his mother, Athaliah, the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel, was his adviser. Shortly after his accession to the throne, Ahaziah went to visit his uncle Joram of Israel. The two kings decided to go to war against Hazael, king of Syria, at Ramoth-Gilead, a town that the Syrians had taken from the Israelites. It was there that Ahab had been killed in the battle against Ben-Hadad. Urged on by Athaliah his mother, and by the members of Ahab's family, Ahaziah went off to fight the Syrians. But Joram was wounded during the battle. He left the army at Ramoth-Gilead and returned to Jezreel to recover. So Ahaziah also went to Jezreel to be with his uncle. Both these kings were members of Ahab's family and were under God's judgment. The prophet Elijah had announced that the entire house of Ahab would be exterminated, and the dogs would eat Jezebel near the walls of Jezreel. God chose a man of war to accomplish this prophecy. The man was Jehu, one of the commanders of the king of Israel's army. He was strong, ruthless, and thorough in all he did, a man who was prompt to decide and quick to act. Some years before, God had told Elijah, when he was on Mount Horeb, to go and anoint Jehu as king of Israel. Elijah had passed the order on to Elisha, his successor. One day, knowing that the moment had come to carry out this command, Elisha summoned a man from the company of the prophets, gave him a flask of oil, and told him to go to the Israelite camp in Ramoth-Gilead. "Look for Jehu," he said, "and get him away from his companions. Take him into an inner room, pour oil on his head, and declare, 'This is what the Lord says, I anoint you king over Israel.' Then open the door and run. Don't delay." So the young prophet went to Ramoth-Gilead and found the army officers sitting together. "I have a message for you, commander," he said. "For which of us?" asked Jehu. "For you, commander," the prophet replied. Jehu got up and went into the house, and the young man poured the oil on Jehu's head and declared, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I anoint you king over the Lord's people, Israel. You are to destroy the house of Ahab, your master, and I will avenge the blood of the prophets and of all the Lord's servants shed by Jezebel. The whole house of Ahab will perish. Every last male in Israel will be cut off. As for Jezebel, dogs will devour her at Jezreel, and no one will bury her." Then the prophet opened the door and ran. When Jehu went out to join his fellow officers, one of them asked him, "Is everything all right? Why did this madman come to you?" Jehu replied, "Oh, you know the man and the sort of thing he says." "Not at all," they answered. "Tell us." So Jehu said, "The man told me, 'This is what the Lord says, I anoint you king over Israel.'" That was good news for the army officers and for all the people. Everyone knew about the crimes committed by Ahab's evil dynasty and hated the royal family. So when the officers heard what the prophet had said, they at once took their cloaks and spread them on the steps under Jehu. Then they blew the trumpet and shouted, "Jehu is king." Jehu said, "If this is the way you feel, don't let anyone slip out of the city to go and tell the news in Jezreel." Then he got into his chariot and rode to Jezreel, where Joram, the king, was resting with Ahaziah of Judah. Next episode, the end of the house of Ahab.